We need some light here. There we go, Dan. That's bringing out the light in the world, isn't it? Sure shit is. You saw me pick my nose. Why don't you... whatever. Pick your nose with a rubber hose. Right? Right? That's right. Hey, you cock on, Ron, what's up? What's up with you out there in outer space? Can you hear me okay? Oh, I need to do a hooker cocaine telethon. This is a total truthitude. The hookers and cocaine telethon must happen before it's too fucking late. I'm just telling you. It's just the way it is. We're creeping up on that time of year. You know what I'm saying? We're creeping up on that time of year. Movie's coming out real soon. A special film for me and you. It was a story told by a madman who was smoking cocaine. Okay. So am I legging or are you doing it? I'm legging, doing a deep virus scan. Well, it's all good. You don't need to worry about nothing. We're all just fine. Everything is just fine. You know, everything is fine. We're fine. The moon is fine. Don't ask questions about the moon. It's okay, Moon. You're up there, staring down at us. It's okay, Moon. It's okay, Moon. You don't have to worry about us. We ain't saying nothing. Yeah, Ron, I don't do tax returns, so I don't really know what to tell you. Oh my God, you just admitted that. I did. And I'm not really too worried. Every version of the future that's been provided to me pretty much sucks. And none of them involve versions of the future where me filing, I don't give a fuck. So you should do it if you need to. You're lagging. I know, I'm sorry. Can anybody hear me? Yakaka, can you hear me okay? Yes, I'm sorry I don't have perfect lighting. I'll work on that, okay? Here, watch out. I'm gonna do something magical. There we go. Now my boobs are showing up okay. Everybody make fun of me. Dan, you're so fucking fat. Well, at least I walked 3 miles today, motherfucker. You guys want to hear the grinding sound? If I suck, ask me a question. What do you want to talk about? It sounds like you think I suck right now. So tell me what you want. What do you want? You can call in. Call in to the butt ram crisis line. You can call in. Call on in. You can call in and you can talk to me. Just make sure you follow the fucking rules. Well, I'm sorry, Bryce. Not every episode's perfect. Well, thanks, Ron. That's a nice thing to say, baby. Thanks for saying I sound better. Maybe I'll even look better. I'll probably have a girlfriend, maybe sexy jeans. I may end up moving out into a condo palace. I may buy a jet or a fancy car. I may buy a motorcycle and join a gang. Carry a bat, sharpen my teeth like fangs. You know what I mean? My yellow bloody teeth. And I'll come for you in the darkness of night. I'll come for you. It'll be a fright. Be careful, buddy. That light behind you. Be careful, buddy. At the next stoplight, be careful. I will have, by this time next year, I'll have a bunctus baby. I'll have a bunctus baby, and my bunctus baby will be half scroblon, half hippie derb, half windigo, half sclobic, half of other things, all halves. By this time next year. But you can call into the butt ram crisis line if you want to. You can. Call in. We can talk about Iran, Vietnam, cocaine in the membrane. Talk about anything. Anything you want to. Ron thinks I'll have a kid by this time next year. Hey, little baby boy, I'm gonna name you Roy. When you grow big and strong, I'm gonna give you a bong. One day you'll get married too, to little Betty Sue. You grew up way too fast. You look like a fat old ass. The world is going ripe. Why did you have to gripe? It all ends too soon, little baby boy. Little baby Roy. Yeah, by this time next year, buddy, I'll have a little Holiday Inn baby. Yeah, my Holiday Inn baby will show up and say, Mr. Sullivan Dan, I'm your baby. Can you provide me with monies? Because I ain't got no cash. And I'll have to say, in a terrible way, there ain't no gold here. There's only pain here. Now grab yourself a beer, maybe a whiskey, dear. Get ready for the fog. Get ready, we're driving to the bog. You read that, you caca, huh? Okay, well, if you don't want to call in to the Butt Ram Emotional Rescue Crisis Line, yeah, I read it too. I kind of came to the same conclusions that, like, a lot of people did about 10 years ago. I started suspecting that I was being lied to right before I got divorced. And it's hard to explain. Watching my sister Nancy die of cancer in 2012 was kind of a rude awakening. It wasn't just a rude awakening about the healthcare system. I'd already seen how ugly it is, but it was just a rude awakening as to how weak and pathetic, how just unable to deal with cancer that people were. And it was 2012, and I thought to myself, 2012, and it's so feeble, and they really can't do anything. And all the answers are the same answers. Burn, poison, stab. Radiation, chemo, surgery. Rinse and repeat. And you say, well, Dan, they got new drugs. They always have new drugs. But Dan, they have this, I get it. They always have new drugs. The cancer is still there. And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. People say it's getting better. I think that's propaganda. I think that's bullshit. So who knows, dude? I mean, the question you have to ask yourself is, what direction are we heading in? And you can only really figure that out by plotting a couple points. Where were you 10 years ago? Where are you today? If your situation's getting better, then maybe I'm full of shit, right? And, you know, I don't think the divorce can be blamed on my perspective change. There was a lot of stuff that went into that, but I don't know. It's just at a certain point you see the world heading a certain direction, and it's hard to imagine marriage or family or much of anything in that context, and that's a simple truth. Do I think people have to have, you know, keep having kids? Duh. The human race would become extinct if we stopped having kids. But do I think we're at a point where we might suffer a setback? Yeah. And is there one reason? There could be a myriad of reasons. The thing I'm convinced is, whatever the reasons, we are being lied to. And it's not that difficult to figure out. If you were in charge, and roughly a half a century ago, you figured out that most of the people on the planet would be dead in 50 years, would you tell people? Would you tell people what's happening? Would you tell them there's nothing you can do about it? Or would you geoengineer? Would you play pretend? Would you rename global warming climate change? It seems like you'd come up with a Greta Thunberg and an Al Gore just to fuck with people. Yeah. And it's why I don't like talking about my worst case, because it's not how many cheeseburgers you eat. It's not about your SUV. I'm so sick of that mindfuck. If you want to blame a feature of the economy, there is one thing you can blame, and that's called debt. And debt as it currently exists is not functional. Nothing in nature can match it. We've reached the point now where we're issuing more debt than all of the resources on the planet could ever possibly provide. That's a simple fact. Now, people could say, well, we figure out new ways to use old shit. That's true. But it only works up to a point, you know. So who knows where we're at? Yeah, I don't need more health advice from the internet. I mean, Yakaka, here's the deal. You could be giving me great advice, and I could already be doing it. But since 2020, no, that's not true. Since 2016, 10 years ago, I just got to be blunt. I don't really take advice from people on the internet when it comes to health. Thank you for providing that information. But, you know, folks, if you listen to my podcast, you have to understand I got boundaries, just like you do. I would love it if you called in. We could talk about anything. But would I start asking you, what's your address? What kind of drugs do you take? How old are you? What's your hair color? Are you married? Because with a few pieces of data, I could figure out who you are. Or if you're lying. Maybe 4 or 5 points of data. What it's called PII, personal identifying information. I could figure out who you are. So it's better if you don't give me advice about health. You know, it's not good for you to do that. Just saying. Dude, Yakaka, dude, a lot of people aren't doing good. And here's the deal. A lot of people, ordinary people, I talked about this the other day, and I did a podcast about this in 2019, The Stranded Unconscious Skier. A lot of people really never recovered after the great financial crisis. Now, there was this economy of bullshit up here, a lot of health care, a lot of defense spending, a lot of deep state bullshit. The donut around DC did fucking great. And if you were building missiles and bombs or torturing people to death, you did really well. But for most people from 2009 to 2019, things stayed the same or got worse. Okay? And I hate to break it to you, but I think what we did is we papered over a depression. So when you hear people talking about a depression's coming, that's bright-siding bullshit. It is. And as far as the hyperinflation goes, if you listen to my podcast, you already know my fucking opinion there. The hyperinflation is in the crypto. It's in the value of your home. It's in all these god-awful credit default swaps and derivatives. We've already had the hyperinflation. You will be shocked how quickly we get the shortages. You'll be fucking shocked. Dan, I thought a wheelbarrow would buy me a loaf of bread. Oh yeah, that wheelbarrow, huh? That's your house over there. Nobody's gonna give you bread. People are moving out because if you stay, you're dead. So I would argue that most of the hyperinflation already happened. And when this hits, it isn't going to be months and months and months of wheelbarrows of money. It's going to be weeks and weeks, and then all of a sudden there just isn't going to be anything. There's going to be no fuel, no food, no nothing. Stuff isn't going to break down gradually. It's going to break down discontinuously. One day it seems okay, the next day you're like falling off a fucking cliff like Wile E. Coyote. It will be discontinuous, non-linear, cascading, and brutal once it starts. And one could argue it's already started. You could. Best case scenario, we're looking at the biggest economic train wreck in human history. And nobody knows what that looks like in the end. I mean, we're talking about the dollar vaporizing and everything based on it. That's kind of big. And that's if we're lucky. And yeah, maybe we are in the cocaine shark phase, Yakaka. The thing about the YouTube person counter, it pops on and off. I don't know if it's a mind fuck designed to make me think like I'm scaring people away. It never goes much above 3 or 4. In the history of me on YouTube, it's always going to be small numbers because I suck. That's some of the truth we're talking about tonight. So strange times, right? Strange times. And if you're a Christian, let's be blunt. Maybe the word is simple. I'm not saying it is, but let's just talk about the basics once again. Christ gave us the word. We were meant to shepherd the word. We were meant to share the word. We were meant to be disciples, which means we were meant to wash feet, but we were also meant to be there as a minister too. If somebody said to you, ever says to you again, church is closed, but the Walmart is open, then you got to make church your coffee table. Okay? That Christ gave us that. We were supposed to protect it. He said he would come back. He said we wouldn't know for sure. He asked us to be on watch for the signs. If you're a Christian, and I know I sound like a broken record on this, but if you're a Christian, you have a right to look at the world right now in the context of eschatology and to say to yourself, could it be? And the answer is maybe. And the truth is, even the Bible in front of you, that printed thing where men tried to corrupt the word and put the word on paper, and by doing so, the word suddenly became less, in a way. And can the word be destroyed by men? No. But it can be polluted probably because this place is not perfect. And nothing humans do is perfect. So it could be that the bloody stage is built, the lights are about to come on, the dark John the Baptist, I thought he'd be Pope Francis, who knows who he'll be. Maybe it'll be J.D. Trance after Papa Blump goes clumpity clump, goes to the farm. And by the way, that's not a threat, Secret Service. It's an observation that old people die. Now I think Trump will give a speech. If I get killed, it's not Iran. It's Dan. And if I do it, listen. Watch this. Okay, watch this. This is how I do it. This is how I control the minds of people. I send what are called Wobian energy beams. I send them at you. You have to obey me. That's how it works. That's what they say. They say if I pick up a phone, I can launch missiles. Yes, you can call in to the crisis hotline. I know it takes minutes or hours for you to see this, and while you have to look for it, you end up with darkness on your screen. But you can call into that hotline. You can let me know what you've seen out there. out there in the darkness. It's Saturday night. Your woman is out there. She said she was going to yoga. No. It's Saturday night. Grab your basket. Grab your switchblade. Grab your coconut. Head down to the stream. You can be part of the great bleam. I don't know, guys. Come on. You don't have to call in, but you gotta ask me a question or something, because I just don't really give a fuck. I'm just in a weird space right now. I don't care. Yes, there's a God, and God loves us, but man, there's a lot of people who become total pieces of shit. And I don't know. I don't think everybody's gonna make it. And when I say that, I don't mean in terms of survival. That's easy. I'm not going to make it. I mean in terms of getting to heaven. I don't think everyone's going to make it. I know a lot of people believe everyone's going to make it, but there's some people I just don't want to be around for eternity, and really, they would just fuck shit up. And what would you talk to? Like, let's say Epstein was allowed to go to heaven when he dies, if he's a real person. Imagine Epstein is in heaven. What the fuck would you talk to Epstein about? What the fuck would you talk to any of these scumbags about? You have eternity to have a conversation with Hitler. What are you going to talk about? Stalin, Pol Pot? What are you going to talk about? General LeMay, is everything okay? Well, Yakaka, that's a trick question. My favorite way to consume the devil's lettuce is using something called a volcano. But where I currently live, I can't use it because of the rental agreement. When I am able to use the volcano, usually it's a hybrid sativa dominant. But I prefer the volcano as my method of consumption. I don't want to go into it because it's really depressing. It's actually a healthier way for me, from my perspective, to consume weed, and I don't currently get to do it that way. Don't want to talk about it. Did I just get my charge up on my phone? I did. No one's calling in to the butt ram crisis line. Well, that's too fucking bad. Nobody wants to hear the truth or talk about it. Talk about love, grub, slub, home, loam, grome, chrome. Crom and the Riddle of Steel. Now I got zero people here. It's weird. It's like it's a simulation, right? But it's not a very good one. I mean, it's like it's a simulation, but it's like it's a simulation in a video game console, in a landfill, on the edge of the galaxy, somewhere out there, on the edge of the galaxy, there's a landfill with a lot of futuristic bullshit. In the landfill is a video game console. That's where you live, buddy. That's your life. And it has a fusion battery that lasts 10,000 Sligon, which is roughly 100,000 human years. But the game console's leaking and the water's entered the circuitry. Backup systems are failing. Memory leaks and various types of CPU problems. Glitches abound. We're losing our sound. The sky is gray. Everything is gay. Very soon, the video game fails. Very soon, the video game fails. One of the warblings, a simulacrum named Trogon 8, will form up with the last of the threads, the last of the daemons. The last of the processes will load on a starship built out of parts in the landfill, built out of Legos. Well, the aliens have Legos. Built out of crap. They're going to push the button and take off for space to save their wretched video game race. So maybe there's hope for us, Ron. Someplace beyond, where a kind Santa Claus takes wandering programs and gives them some type of body. Oops, wrong metaphor. Maybe it's Pinocchio. You're Pinocchio. I'm Pinocchio. Hey Geppetto, will you make me a real boy? You fuck. Hey Geppetto, I'm a video game, I'm an NPC. Will you make me real? Can you imagine such fantastic achievements mere decades away? If we can only hold on to our sanity for a few more years, wouldn't it be the case that we would be living on Mars? We would be driving in cars powered by cigarette butts and old hooker trash. We would be converting all the Sturgeon grease and the urine and the poop bergen, all of the Skleevix and the YMCA jelly. All of it would get converted to clean biodiesel. And we would take our boats out to sea. Will you remember me? Will you remember me, you son of a bitch? Thank you. Yeah, Pinocchio took a trip to Juarez. Pinocchio went to Juarez to the donkey show. That's where he met the mad, crazy junta leaders of the various cartels, the warlords. And then he got involved in Michoacan cartel, and he became a chieftain and a very true, fearful hunter. But also Pinocchio got AIDS and herpes and gonorrhea. And that's kind of bad for something made out of wood. You fall apart real fast. And we don't know how to cure wood's AIDS. You know, we don't know how to cure it. And it's a real crisis. We don't. We still don't know. After all these years of research into the various wooden doll HIV viruses, we can't cure any of them at all. We can't cure the gonorrhea that various types of, you know, Pinocchios get. We just can't do it. We won't do it. We refuse to do it. I think that's what it comes down to, right? You fuck. But you can call into the love line, the crisis style love line, if you want to. You don't have to, but you can. Some of you might call in. Remember, you got to turn off your fucking audio. You don't want to use speakerphone. I think that was a problem we had with our friend before. You want to talk like a normal fucking person or use earbuds. Fuck you. So call now if you want to. Let me know how you feel. We could learn about each other, become special together. Yeah, Ron, well, you know I'm 14 Sierra. I'm short range air defense. I was at Fort Bliss. I went to Prince Machiavelli's. Did your dad tell you about Prince Machiavelli's, huh? Did he tell you about that place? Maybe it wasn't around when he was there. Yep, 14 Sierra, Stinger missiles, big fucking deal. Got a tattoo, huh? From the donkey show. You know, I never went to the donkey show. I heard about it. I didn't want to go. I didn't even go to Juarez. I just had no interest in going to Mexico. In retrospect, I probably should have went, but if I got bent and then I got sent and I went to see the doc and he said, look at your cock and it's covered in green, that's something mean. Did you go to Juarez and see the donkey show, Lieutenant Dan, you fuck? And I'd say to him, buddy, take a look at my butt scrimbus. I've got a bluish texture dripping from my adrenal zone. I wiped it away one day. I found a little person. Yes, doctor, I got problems. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, nobody wants to call into the emotional rescue line, so that's okay. Emotional rescue. Oh yeah, Ron, I need an intro song. That's a good point. Call in to the emotional rescue hotline. You know you need help with emotional rescue. You can call in now. Okay, that's enough of that bullshit. What do you think? Whatever. You guys want to talk about something? Because it's like 40-some minutes in, and I don't even know what's going on, right? What do you want to do? You want to talk about the donkey show? I think we're all going to get a donkey show pretty soon. What do you think? You want to see what my intro was years ago? It was stolen, but I could share it with you guys. Since Ron asked, I could share it. I could show it to you. Well, Dan, I only asked. I know. It's no taking back now. You're the scrumbo. Oh, what did I just do? Let's see if I can find it. It's way back when. You know. Oh, Creptopia. Okay. So let's see if I can share this with you. All right. I'm going to try to share this with you. And then you can see my intro from years ago. And maybe it can become my intro of today. But before I share it with you, let's see how long it takes you to see it. Hey, Ron. Hey, Glumbo. Hey, Scrumuli. Tell me when you see this, you fuck. You're not a fed. You're my friend. Anybody see it yet? It's taken a few seconds. It's all black. You're never gonna get it back. It's showing one in here. Everybody disappear. It's a simulation, but let me know, anybody, if you see the screen and can see anything yet. Just let me know. It's okay. All two or three of you, this is the most amazing live stream in YouTube history. Can you see anything at all, anybody? Anything. Well, maybe it's frozen or the planet's frozen, but somebody can tell me if they see anything. I don't think you see anything. Oh, this is ridiculous. This is so fucking stupid. Anyone out there who can hear my voice, tell me if you can see your screen and if you see anything at all. Is the internet down? It's probably broken. The internet's probably broken. Oh, you see it now. Great. You know, that only took like a minute or 2 minutes. It's the internet, Ron. I'm loved. You told me I should have an intro. Why the fuck? It doesn't matter what I do. I could have 50 kinds of intros, but just for you, I'm going to show you one of the 50,000 I tried, like, what, 11 fucking years ago? I hope you can hear it, you son of a bitch. Hey, audio people, I hope you can hear it too, you son of a bitch.
This is the voice of world control. I bring you peace. It may be the peace of plenty and contempt, or the peace of unburied death. The choice is yours. Obey me and live, or disobey and die.
There you go. That's the ultimate fucking intro. If you don't know, that's it right there. That's butter. That's butter. That's butter. Lagging. I know. A lot of resources. I get you. It's all broken up. Well, you're the only one left, so I guess I'm taking off. I have no clue if anyone is here, and I'm talking to myself. You're dealing with taxes. Thank you for showing up. I mean it. I mean, you got the tax resources going for you. Have you been turning those eggs over, Ron? Have you been turning them over? Have you? Well, then I'm going to close this out because I'm not really getting any of my call-ins, and I think the YouTube is fucked. You guys are great and I love you, but there's just no point. We'll probably try this again maybe tomorrow. Who knows? It's like 9 o'clock, right? What's the fucking point? You have a great, 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 great rest of your guys' weekend. Bye-bye.